This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham Mayor William Bell has been a Xerox marketer and a probation officer, but since 1979, he's been somewhere in local government. Voters will decide Tuesday if he continues to serve in his position during municipal elections. After almost 8 years as mayor, Bell tells WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart he wants to do it again.
I still believe that Birmingham's greater days are still in front of it. When I was elected in 2010, that was a dark cloud over the city of Birmingham. We had lost the previous mayor. He had been indicted and convicted. I think the voters wanted someone to come in and stabilize the city. Once I got that opportunity, I wanted to change the quality of life in Birmingham. But at the time, we had a $78 million deficit. We had to create some new opportunities to bring more revenue into the city, and we had businesses leaving the city. I met with several corporations to ask them to give me at least 24 months to turn the city around. So we went from a $78 million deficit to now we've increased the budget of the city by $55 million.
Well, with all of that said, what is the greatest challenge facing the city of Birmingham?
We have a lot of growth that's taken place in our downtown area. We have a lot of growth that's taken place in areas like Avondale and Woodlawn. And that's fine, well, and good. But now we've got to channel that into some of our other neighborhoods. For example, we announced a couple of months ago that we're going to be spending money to rebuild the Inslee Business District that will have a profound impact on the western side of Birmingham. Many people may recall we instituted what was called the comprehensive plan that we went into every neighborhood all across the city and got the residents to start talking about how they wanted to see their neighborhood grow and develop.
A report that came out a few weeks ago said that Birmingham basically lags in certain areas because of the lack of regional cooperation. Is it time for us to revisit efforts to strengthen those regional ties, or is Birmingham okay making all these changes alone?
One of the first things that I did after becoming mayor was to start reaching out to the other mayors, because we always had that us against them mentality. We always had the idea if something is good for Hoover, then it must be bad for Birmingham. Or if things are going well for Bessemer, then Birmingham better watch out. And my attitude is that we're all in this boat together. And I've demonstrated that regional cooperation. When you look at any time that there has been a disaster or storm damage in other areas, Birmingham is one of the first cities to reach out to those other neighbors. And those other neighbors also reached back out to Birmingham in 2011 when we had our storms and tornadoes. Most of the time when people talk about cooperation, they mean, will we have that one great city with a unified government? I think for very social reasons, that's a long ways off, but we can consolidate services such as purchasing, such as transportation, those things that are in common with all of the cities to reduce the cost of operating our cities.
We talk about cooperation with cities and our neighbors, that's one thing, but the relationship between your office and the council at times has been contentious.
Yes.
What happens next?
You know, while we want everything to be smooth and transformative in terms of the relationship, every now and then you're going to have conflicts between different branches of government. The council has a legislative function. The mayor has an administrative function. And the conflict comes in when one tries to bleed over into the other, and sometimes we don't know where those boundaries are. You know, as mayor, I've got to protect the institution of the mayor. And I'm sure the council feel that as council members, they've got to protect the institution of the council. It is a political environment. And I think after this political season has passed us, I think you'll see more cooperation all the way around.
That's Birmingham Mayor William Bell speaking with WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart. Voters go to the polls in Birmingham on Tuesday. And you can find more information about the candidates and the issues at our website, WBHM.org.